Yeah, I mean, I've spent.
Blame the unions. Blame the politicians.
Well, no, I've long said that the reason why Phil Remore has his reputation is because he steals everyone's lunch. I mean, you can't beat him, and so you're getting out negotiated. That's a good example. What do you say, though? Unions will always tell you that seniority is important because it eliminates the favoritism in promotion. I'm not going to go. My son-in-law is not going to become, you know, a chief over here because, you know, I love this kid. I know this kid. His friends are getting promoted. Seniority eliminates all that. Unions have always stuck to that.
Yeah, and there is a place. There is a place for seniority. But, you know, in the Buffalo police contract, for example, David, who do you think, how do you think the chief of homicide gets selected? Or the head of the sex crimes union?
I would like to think by competency, schooling, and
No. Who applied for the job who has the most seniority?
Right.
Period. That's it. That's it. You've been on the job for 32 years and you want that? The next guy's got 29 years? Well, the guy with 32 years gets it. There is a place for it. But when you are filling key command positions based on seniority, that's crazy. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in most other police departments. You know, you just, seniority has a place. But it shouldn't dictate almost every promotion in the city of Buffalo.
You know, I want to jump to a story that you had, a series of stories you have on investigativepost.org, going back to July, OTB, and Henry Wotosik, the CEO. I mean, I don't think anyone can question what Wotosik has brought to OTB since he's been there. Batavia Downs is a complete, I mean, it's a totally different facility than it was, but you have been very consistent with the lack of transparency and the questions that you have with some of the criticisms that you have of OTB. This seems to have stopped in July. Are there more stories coming out? What is your take on your covering of this? Is this over? Where are we with OTB?
I don't think it's over. I mean, I think what's happened in the last 6 months is a pandemic followed by the protests. And, you know, we've got a small staff. We've got 3 full-time reporters plus myself. And there's only so much, you know, manpower to go around. So we've been kind of jumping.
All right, Jim Heaney, I think we lost his feed. Maybe we can get him back in this. We only have a few moments left. We have some people on hold, 803-0930. If you have questions about what you heard or questions for Jim's down. All right, well, we'll still go to the phones. Let's go to Andy in Tonawanda. Andy, go ahead.
A little discrepancy with your idea of promotions in the police department. They are seniority-wise once you get the civil service position. You've got to have a test to be promoted to detective, lieutenant, captain, sergeant, and inspector. But the biggest problem is the few positions, well, the many positions that the mayor has control of promotions, you know, like commissioner, deputy commissioner, chiefs. Those are done just basically out of political favor.
Right. So you're saying that there's a difference between, in order to be the head of homicide, you actually have to take a certification to be in homicide. And then it goes by seniority.
Well, no, not the chief of homicide. You have to have, I believe, the rank of captain to be.
Got it.
Homicide.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, you do have to have civil service ranks for a lot of the command positions.
Okay, I appreciate that correction, Andy. Thank you for calling in. Jim Heaney joins us again. Jim, you there?
Yeah.
All right. When we trailed off, what I was trying to get back to with OTB was the complaints that you had about off-track betting, most of this had to do with the allegation of cronyism and, you know, nepotistic favors for political, you know, friends and family and the transparency of OTB. Where are we with your investigation? What are the problems that you have with OTB?
Well, it's not the problems we have. It's the problems we have uncovered through our reporting. You know, let's keep in mind, I mean, we do fact-based journalism. We're not doing
we're not doing. I mean, I write a kind of a reporting based blog from time to time.
No. Listen, I fair enough. I wasn't trying to imply that there was a personal vendetta. I'm saying what is your investigations uncovered?
Well, you know, basically that the OTB is using a significant amount of its resources on things that are questionable at best. For example, the state attorney general and private lawyers who the OTB hired themselves came to the conclusion that board members were not eligible for health insurance, not just any old health insurance, but gold-plated health insurance, better health insurance and what 99.5% of your listeners right now enjoy. And despite getting these little opinions, the OTB continues to provide those benefits to most of their board members. They rent suites at Bills and Sabres games, and they've been very reluctant to release any kind of coherent information on who's getting those tickets, who's attending those games, who are ringing up Bills in the suites. I mean, you know, a six pack of beer at a Sabres game is, you know, costs as much as a couple cases of beer if you go to Wegmans. You know, OTB doesn't like to make its business public, even though it's in business for the benefit of the public, or at least are supposed to be. And I'm a little surprised that given the FBI has been investigating for well over a year, maybe 2 years, I'm a little surprised that the U.S. Attorney's Office has not acted to address any of these issues, nor, frankly, has the state attorney general, which is, you know, David, we could talk about the AG another day, but we've got an attorney general who likes to sue Donald Trump while turning a blind eye to corruption in her own state.
Well, Jim Heaney, I'd love to have you back and discuss whatever you've got going on. I really enjoyed having you on.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, David, and don't hesitate to call.
We will do it again real soon. Jim Heaney, investigativepost.org is the website. His work stands for itself. Great writers. They'll go after you. I'm telling you, if you get Investigative Post on the voicemail, it's a bad day. Something happened. Got to find out what happened. Fix it before Jim Heaney hits post. No, a really good guy, a lot of fun, and fascinating. I love hearing the way his brain works. When we come back, we'll have more. Joe Biden gave a press conference yesterday. We'll have some of that. And Bill Barr was on Wolf Blitzer from Kenmore, of course. CNN, Bill Barr, really bombastic interview. We'll have some of that as well.